The Wyoming Game and Fish Commission recently acquired a key area in the upper Green River Valley. It will remove a bottleneck that could have harmed mule deer migration and was donated by the Conservation Fund, who worked with others to purchase the property. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck spoke with Mark Elsbury, the Senior Vice President for the Western Region with the Conservation Fund, about why this is so important.
Back in 2011, the University of Wyoming program, the Wyoming Migration Initiative, identified a key migration corridor in Wyoming's upper Green River Valley. They dubbed that the Red Desert to Hoback migration route, and it's a route where roughly 5,000 mule deer travel annually over 150 miles from high up in the Hoback River, Hoback Rim, Upper Green River Valley area, back on down to the Red Desert to spend the winter months down there. And they turn back around and do the same migration back up in the spring and the summer to forage in the high country. And the deer have been using this for about 6,000 years, but it was just in 2011 when the University of Wyoming identified the corridor, was able to map it and really understand better the route that the deer were traversing there. As a follow-up to that report, several years later, the University of Wyoming identified critical choke points, threats, bottlenecks, and issues that could jeopardize the migration route itself. And top of that list was a property right at the outlet of Fremont Lake, just behind the town of Pinedale, about 365 acres, private land that was available for development. And actually, interestingly, at the time, it was listed on the open market for sale. So that's kind of how it all started. And Luke Lynch, who was the Wyoming State Director for the Conservation Fund at the time, had been tracking the work of the Wyoming Migration Initiative and the group that had come together around the Red Desert to Hoback area in particular. And he became aware of the bottleneck that had been identified as the number one priority, this property listed at the outlet to Fremont Lake. And so Luke did, as he did frequently for the Conservation Fund and in his other conservation work in Wyoming, he pounced. Luke moved very quickly and secured valuation, did due diligence, got a contract, and put a real estate transaction together to purchase that property off of the open market in April of 2015. And so at that time, about a year and a half ago, the Conservation Fund became the proud owners of that bottleneck property, which was so critical to maintaining the corridor that had been identified by the University of Wyoming.
This just seems very critical. I know the Game and Fish probably really appreciates this getting passed on, but this is going to be something that's not going to limit access, but it's just going to simply limit development.
That's correct. Yeah, recreation and public access will be allowed on the property. The Game and Fish is going to manage it for passive recreational use out there. There will be fishing, hunting on the property. There will be some seasonal closure to protect wintering elk. There's a lot of elk that move down onto this property during the winter months. And I think the Fish and Game Department's going to have a seasonal closure, similar to what they do at the Soda Lake Wildlife Habitat Management Area, to protect the wintering elk that are there. But
I noticed that there's still some work you'd like to do in that area to maybe improve the habitat a little bit. Can you discuss that?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things that were critical to improving the property once the Conservation Fund acquired it. And the first is fencing. The property had been fenced both for livestock grazing and to keep the wintering elk out of Pinedale. So we've deconstructed and removed most all of the fence, several miles of fence, some livestock fence, buck and rail, barbed wire fence, standard stuff, and then some significant 8-foot-tall elk fence to keep the elk out of town. So we deconstructed all that, removed it from the property, and then we've gone and reconstructed several miles of fence on a border, on a boundary anyways, that will keep the elk up on the property and out of town and out of neighborhoods, but also allows for the free-flowing migration of the deer. They were having to go under the fence previously, and they were getting pinched off into the water and really neck down to the old fencing. So we've redone all the fencing, removed most all the interior fence, and otherwise worked to enhance the property from a habitat standpoint. And as we move forward, we're going to continue to look at that property with Game and Fish along those lines and treat the property for weeds. Weed control will continue to be an important part of what we do, and also some enhancement to the sage-grouse habitat, do some drilling and additional planting to help benefit that over the coming, say, 2 to 3 years.
Mark, before I let you go, they're calling it, of course, the Luke Lynch Wildlife Habitat Management Area. Luke died a little over a year ago. Would you like to tell the audience just a little bit about him?
Well, Luke was a special man. He had a deep passion for conservation in Wyoming. He worked very hard for several conservation organizations, including the Conservation Fund, to protect working ranch lands and large mammal migration routes. That really was what he was passionate about. A lot of his work manifested itself right there in the Upper Green River Valley in very close proximity to the new Wildlife Habitat Management Area. And the fact that this was the most active project Luke was working on when he passed away. He had completed about 60% of the project. He'd acquired the property and raised some of the funds. And the fact that the partnership was able to complete this on his behalf, I think, makes it really fitting that the commission, Wyoming Game and Fish Commission, agreed to dedicate the property in Luke's honor. It's very special, a great legacy for a lot of the people who worked with Luke and knew him, and certainly in a very important conservation accomplishment for the migrating mule deer.
Mark Ellsbury, a pleasure. Thank you so much, and we do wish you well with this endeavor.
Great. Thank you, Bob, very much.